In Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 through 20, the Torah commands the king of Israel, "And it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his God, and to keep all the words of his law, and these statutes to do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." Many people feel that they are just too busy to read the Bible. "I don't have time for that. My days are so filled, I cannot squeeze in one more thing." You don't have time? Who has more time, you or a king? A king whose country is surrounded by enemy nations. The king of Israel was commanded to read the Torah all the days of his life. If he had time, so do you. Notice, however, that not only was the king commanded to read the Torah, he was commanded to write a copy of the Torah. Today, a sofer, or a scribe in English, working at 5 hours per day, takes about 1 year to write a Torah scroll. That's a lot of time. You think you don't have time to read the scriptures every day? How would you feel if you had to write a Torah scroll on top of that? Why was the king required to do all this? The scriptures told us that he may learn to fear Yahweh is God, and to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right side or the left, to the end, that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. It sounds like a blessing, not just for him, not just for his children, but for the whole nation. I would be so happy to live in a kingdom where the king would do this. Perhaps if we all kept that in mind, we would understand the importance of reading God's word. If we look at it that way, we don't have enough time not to read the scriptures. Be a king. Read your Bible today and every day.